The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe Deung, and this is my co-host, Ron. That's my digital voice recorder that I use for my questions. So today, ladies and gentlemen, I have another guest on my show today. She is the adaptive sports coordinator for the Kentwood Rec Center. So let's welcome Caitlin Bush to the show. Good afternoon, Caitlin. How are you doing today?
Hey, Joe. I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. It's very good to see you again.
Yeah, I feel like it's been forever with, you know, the hard year we've just had, and you've kind of been slacking, not coming to some programs, so we missed you.
I miss you guys, too. How does it feel to be on my show today?
It's very surreal. I feel like this is a dream. I love podcasts, and I've always wanted to be on a podcast. So just pinch me, because it's a dream come true.
Well, I can't pinch you right now. I'm not going to. Oh, man, I have some good memories, because the first time that I came to – I remember you from the Kentwood Rec Center when the Mobility Club and I came to tour.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was. That was back in 2016.
Wow.
I know, it's been that long.
Yeah. I must have made a good impression on you then, if you remember that from 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think you did.
Well, you're pretty unforgettable too, so I didn't forget you either.
Well, thank you. I didn't forget you either. All righty. Question number one. So can you explain what the adaptive sports program for the Kentwood Rec Center is, and why is it important for connecting community?
Yeah, so I work for the city of Kentwood, and we have our Parks and Recreation Department. And we offer all kinds of different recreation programs for all ages and all abilities. But what I do, I kind of specialize in that adaptive world, where we cater recreational programs for people with disabilities. So it's a lot of fun. I have a degree in therapeutic recreation from Grand Valley State University. And I really focus on developing programs for people who have different abilities, you know, whether it's a visual impairment, or they use a wheelchair, or some sort of cognitive impairment, absolutely, or developmental disability. We try very hard to provide opportunities for people to be successful and have fun and make friends and try new things. Regardless of their diagnosis or of their ability.
Yeah, because if I remember correctly, you were on 8 West and you had someone with you on the show named Tammy, correct?
Yeah. So we were actually talking about our water ski program that day. But Tammy is an amputee, and she is a fantastic water skier. And that's just a great example of, you know, she is someone who really wouldn't be able to water ski typically on two skis. So with our program, she can utilize our adaptive equipment and still be successful.
Oh, awesome. Because I was listening to that video to it on 8 West one time, and that was a pretty good story. And you had a band perform called the Bootstrap Boys.
Yeah. So that was for a fundraising gala that we did to raise money for these adaptive sports.
Oh, all right. So So the fundraiser, I think the sounded like the fundraiser was a lot of fun.
Yes, so we do it every year. We have a speaker and music and a silent auction. And this year it will be in September, September 16th. And we'll be raising money for our adaptive programs once again.
All right, so will it be this year?
Yes, this year in September.
Awesome. All righty, Ron. Next question. All righty. Whoops. Here we go. Let me fix that. All right. Second question. So how did you get involved with the Adaptive Kentwood Recreational Center sports programming, and how has that influenced your life?
Yeah, so I have been pretty involved in sports my whole life, since, you know, I was just a little kid. And this job became available back in 2015, I believe. And, you know, I applied, and long story short, here I am working for the city. And it just is a great fit for me because I love being active. I love all of our recreational programs. And this impacts my life because I love my job. It doesn't feel like work when you're doing what you love. And you know, these activities that we do are just kind of part of my life anyways. We're a pretty active family. So it's just a really, it doesn't feel like too hard of a job.
Yeah, because doing that, it makes you, it sounds like it makes it a lot of fun when you're doing the activities too and being involved into it. Almost like water skiing too, and also there's downhill skiing.
Yeah,
There's archery. Let's see. Yeah, there's archery, and then there's bowling too.
We have all kinds of programs. We also offer rock climbing in the summertime. We do kayaking. We have swim lessons. We do some other, you know, summertime activities like bocce ball or disc golf, all kinds of different things. Track and field, dancing.
So disc golf, you said?
Yeah, so Kentwood actually has two parks that host a disc golf course.
I've never heard of I don't think I've heard the word disc golfing before. Could you explain what is disc golfing for those that may not know?
Disc golf, it's kind of like a frisbee. And it's just like golfing. You throw your frisbee, you have different kinds, you have drivers, putters, and you try to throw it into, it's kind of like this metal cage with chains on it, and you throw it into the basket. And different courses, you know, are more difficult than others. And it's really popular over here in West Michigan.
Well, I've never played that. I'll have to give it a try sometime.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yep. So how has COVID-19 affected the adaptive sports program at the Kentwood Recreational Center?
So COVID has had a huge impact on our programming over the past year. You know, for a while there, about a year ago now, we were completely shut down. We weren't allowed to have any programming. So we really focused on doing things online and offering some content on our social media platforms for people to do activities just kind of on their own. So we would film ourselves doing crafts or doing stories or, you know, just anything that people could do from home. And then once the mandates lifted a little bit, we could go back into the office and, you know, do more things safely outside. So that was a huge a huge thing where we would do things out in our parks. I ran a very extensive kayaking program outdoors where we could socially distance. And then once the weather turned again, you know, we started doing more things virtually again. We did virtual exercise classes, virtual cooking classes, shoot different social things online. And then as the mandates have changed and, you know, ebbed and flowed, we can have some people back in our building just at a lower capacity while wearing masks. So it's been a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We've been open, we've been closed, we've been open with restrictions. So we have been super creative, super flexible. Our staff just amazes me with how creative we've been with still offering quality programming to our community in a very, very different way.
Right, because in this time that we're in right now, all of us have had to get creative in different ways, and we had to adapt to the different changes.
Yeah, you're telling me.
And I think you guys, when everyone came in the building, I think you guys would do temperature checks.
So we do contact tracing. When you come into our building, you need to sign in with your name and phone number, email address, and our staff does temperature checks. But we're currently not doing that to the public. We do require you to wear a face covering in our building. And obviously, if you're sick or showing symptoms, please stay home. And just, we're offering good hand hygiene, hand sanitizers placed out. And the big thing with us is our room capacities. So we can only have about 25% of the capacity in each room.
Yeah, because you don't want to have everyone crammed in the room. Because of it, and because you don't want them to get sick, because if someone does get sick, they would have to quarantine for 14 days.
Right.
And yes, you guys last year started bowling back up again too. How was that going?
We did. It's going great. It's so nice to see some of our clients come back out, because for a lot of these folks, especially those who live in like a group home, they were very isolated for a very long time. Those group homes have different, you know, the average individual, you know, they're going to choose what's right for them. But with group homes, you know, there's rules and policies that you have to follow. So a lot of those group homes were being very cautious and not really going out into the community, quarantining, you know, which is safe and smart, but a lot of these individuals were very isolated. So they were just itching to get out and participate in leisure and sport and see some friends and get back out into the community. So we are very excited to have some of our friends back out.
Well, that's a good sign though, because yeah, everyone was going stir crazy.
Yeah.
Because of it.
Oh, I know.
Oh man. But you know what? But things are slowly returning this year to normalcy. And but you know, I mean, because I would wait to get my vaccine first before I could maybe sign back up for bowling again.
Sure. Yeah.
And that didn't show up last year.
Yep, the vaccine is getting more readily available, which is very exciting. I got my first shot last week, so step in the right direction.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel fine. My arm was a little sore, but it was fine. It was Simp City.
Yeah. Well, pretty sure when all of us get the vaccine, that will happen. But
yes.
It won't last that long.
I hope brighter days are ahead.
Yeah. All right, Ron, next question. All right. So what adaptive programs are you offering now and in the future?
Yeah, so currently, right now, we are offering rock climbing. We are offering an archery class. We are offering the Leisure Club, which happens every Thursday night. We are also offering an inclusive dance workshop coming up in May. We have a limb loss awareness 5K this Saturday. So this is to support amputees. So this is a really fun event in one of our parks at Bowen Station Park. And then coming up soon in May too, we'll be offering kayaking. And then in the summer, a lot of our outdoor activities really, really kick off, including kayaking and our water ski program.
Wow. All right. Well,
these and golf.
You're saying?
We also have golf in the summer too.
Yeah, disc golf.
And regular golf.
Yep, that too. There's also miniature golf.
I love miniature golf. We need a mini golf league. That'd be pretty fun.
So, with the leisure club, what does everyone do in the leisure club? What do they do?
So the leisure club is a lot of fun. It's a social group. So this is for young adults with different developmental disabilities. And they get together every week and do something fun. And in the past, we would really try to get out in the community. But with COVID, you know, it's been a little tricky. So it's something different each week. Last week, we did a game night and an ice cream social. The week before that, we did a bocce ball tournament. Some nights we have, we play bingo. We're going to try to go to Frederick Meyer Gardens this week to see the butterflies. Just all different kinds of things to keep our friends engaged and social and meeting new people and meeting friends.
Yeah, and making new friends too.
Yeah, definitely.
So when you guys did bingo, were there anyone with visual impairments there playing bingo too, or?
We do have some, and we use some larger cards with some larger bingo markers, and that's been helpful. But we've also had some aides come and kind of assist some of our individuals as well. So we try really hard to accommodate and make adaptations and try to give everyone a really successful experience.
Yeah, it's a part of the experience. It's having fun and learning how to play some games that you never played before and playing bingo too. All right, Ron. Ron, the fifth question. How can people get a hold of the adaptive sports programming and enroll in the adaptive sports programming at the Kentwood Rec Center?
Yeah, good question. So we have a website and it is www.kentwood.us/parks. So on our website, there's an adaptive tab. And if you click on that, it'll show you everything that we're offering at that time. So www.kentwood.us/parks. And you'll be able to see all of our programming right there. You can also call or email, and I can get you on a mailing list where you'll get a newsletter mailed to you every couple months. So my email is my last name, Bush, B-U-S-H-K, at kentwood.us. And our phone number at the Kentwood Activity Center is 616-656-5270.
Nick, maybe they can also volunteer too at the Kentwood Rec Center, correct?
Yeah, so things are a little iffy right now with COVID, but as things kind of open up and we're outside more, we love volunteers. And there's a lot of different opportunities to volunteer with the city in not just adaptive programming, in all kinds of different special events that we offer too.
Oh, so the events, correct?
Yeah, so we do like outdoor concerts and 5Ks and all kinds of larger scale community events.
Oh, all right. So when you guys do the outdoor concerts, do you guys dance while the music's playing, or?
Sometimes it depends what kind of music it is.
Okay. You gotta make it, you gotta have the best time.
For
Well,
sure.
can't keep the party, well, you can't stop the party when you're outdoors or somewhere.
To be honest, they're always on Thursday nights, and I always have water ski on Thursday nights, so I don't get to go to a lot of our outdoor concerts. But if I was there, I would dance.
Well, I mean, you know what? If I were at that concert right now, I would be dancing.
Well, not today. It's too rainy.
Yeah, it's a rainy day. All right, Ron, any other questions? All righty, Caitlin, and my last question for you. What do you do in your personal life to rest and relax when you have free time?
Good question. So I love to hike. I love to I have a paddle board. That's really my favorite way to de-stress is hit the water and paddle. So that's kind of the summer months. But I also love to read. I love to do projects. This COVID quarantine, I think I repainted a bunch of rooms in my house. I did a bunch of crazy stuff. So I love like DIY stuff. And I have a pretty busy family. I have two little girls. I have a 3-year-old and an almost 1-year-old. So those little monkeys keep my husband and I pretty busy. But we love to just be an active family. Bike rides, walks, camping, boating. We just love to be active.
That's a lot of fun too, and so I mean, so how's the painting going? Pretty good.
It's pretty good, but it's just never done, you know? Like I do it and then there's a scuff and I gotta fix it, and
Yeah.
then this happens, I gotta fix that. So it's never ending. The home improvement projects are never ending.
Yeah, I mean, well, just keep up the good work on that too.
Thank you.
But don't give up.
Never give up, no.
No. Well, thank you very much for being on my show today.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
You're welcome.
Just anyone listening, we'd love to have you out at our programs. It's a very welcoming and inclusive environment. We love to have fun. We love to joke around. We offer a ton of different sports. So if you're thinking, I don't know if that's really for me, I can guarantee you we have something else that might work out better for you. So explore our website, ask questions. You know, we'd love to see some of you out this spring and summer at some of our programming.
Yeah. Well, before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe say or add to the conversation?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Why did you sign up for bowling? What did you get out of doing our adaptive bowling program?
Well, that's a good question. Now you really got me.
I got you on the spot.
Yes, well, in a good way, but the reason why I signed up for bowling is because I just wanted to get out and just make some new friends and get out there and do something. And what I got out of bowling is that I got out, like, what I got out of it was, to me, it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed bowling. But I have bowled before, and I love to. I mean, I love bowling. But
Did you meet any new people?
yeah, I did. I met some new people. I remember Brennan.
Yeah, make some new friends.
Yep, and then Tracy. I remember her.
Yeah, she's still bowling with us.
Oh, cool. Well, hopefully, if I'm vaccinated, maybe I can probably get back out there and sign back up again and be with you guys again, because I really miss all of you guys so much.
Good. We would love that.
Yeah. But that was a good question.
Thank you.
I hope to see you again in person.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know where to find me.
Yep. Well, all right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to maybe say or add?
I don't think so. Just thanks so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. I hope to have you back here again.
Oh yeah, I would love it.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up today's episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe, and hit that like button. And don't forget to comment down below and don't forget to leave a rating and write a review. And you can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page and anchor.fm, which is powered by WKTV. And you can find my show on Spotify and Stitcher. And my show airs on Tuesdays and Thursdays on WKTV channels Comp 25 or WKTV 25 and WKTV 99. Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. And it also airs on Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. And let's see if my co-host Ron here has any more questions. Anything else, Ron? Nope. All right. Well, I will see you all next week, Monday. I will see you later. Adios and hasta la vista. And please take care of yourself and each other and stay safe. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.